On Friday, I went to the theater to see The Sacrifice, and it was okay. The costumes were tacky. I mean, the blood was real. It was real. I got splashed. I mean, of course it's real. So I'm watching them clean up this beheaded guy, or his head, and there's this family next to me, and their kids are just being terrible, like, they just won't shut up. So I lean over and I say, hey, tonight when I get home and eat my dinner and try to fuck my wife and watch TV and I'm ready to go to bed and rest my weary dogs, I'm gonna curse your family name. She said, what language? In front of my children. And I said, what a mother. A beheading in front of your children? What message does that send? I think it just sends the message that you should try to stay your job. Don't try to make it big on the fighting lions and gladiator scene because, man, it's tough work. I had a friend, he was in the rodeo, and he got both his pinky toes ripped off one night. But not any of the other toes for some reason. That's pretty weird. Anyway, he only lost his toes. Not that it's a good thing, but it's better than your leg or, you know, your head. So the nighttime sacrifices are pretty good. That's where it's at. The kids all go home and the bar opens and you can drink and smoke all you want while these poor idiots get chopped up with axes and stuff. And oh man, there's a band. Oh yeah, they're so good. Killer jazz, you know. Killer jazz. This one time I was at the nighttime show and I saw this guy who was actually an old coworker of mine, and before the thing, he looked up at me like, oh, I'm so proud, I'm not gonna acknowledge. But there was this look on his face, like, right before he died, that was just the saddest thing I've ever seen. And he was looking right at me, and a few weeks later at the grocery store, I see his wife, and she looks like, well, I mean, she looks like anyone would look after their spouse dies. Anyway, so she's there and trying to find the right avocado, and you know, like sometimes there just isn't a right avocado. And it's funny because regular avocados are always fine, and it's the nice ones from the farm that are always too ripe or not ripe enough. I guess that's like life, huh? It gives you avocados and they're not ripe yet. I had to write that down. Somebody would buy that in a book, yeah. I mean, they should. Of me. What else would I say? I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything I'd really like to say.